Welcome back to another episode of Mortgage Matters with the Maya Group. We're back. This is part three of our series, Pre-Qualification versus Pre-Approval. In this episode, we're going to be talking about what metrics are we looking for in order to pre-approve our clients. Affordability is an interesting word today because they're about 9.5 times out of 10, I'm going to qualify clients for far more than they're ever comfortable paying, right? Every now and then you get the client who their income, the way we have to look at it, they have to stretch quite a bit to get there. But for the most part, we can qualify clients for far more than they're comfortable paying. One of the metrics that we use in our industry to determine whether or not the client can afford this home is another acronym. By the way, you're going to hear lots and lots of acronyms throughout this podcast, is DTI. Who wants to talk about DTI?
It is your overall debt to income ratio, meaning we take all of your debts and we divide that by your monthly gross income, not net, but gross prior to taxes and everything else.
Perfect. And could you have said that differently?
I mean, I just would have made it sound cooler.
Please feel free. I want to hear this cooler one.
I know. I saw you lean in. I saw you lean in. I was like, oh, she wants to. And then Chris took it. And I was like, oh, yeah. See,
he's just my type A. See, he's right. He described us appropriately in the very first episode.
That's what I'm saying. Right. And now the client's like, we are family. So there's like fighting. There's all the things like family. I love it. Well, then we'll do this, Ange. Do you want to talk about reserves, cash to close, and those types of things?
Yes, Maya, I'd be happy to.
Okay, perfect. Why don't you take that one?
So reserves, that is going to be money that you have set to the side. We're going to do a calculation based on your different loan program to show how many months in the tank do you need, meaning your bank account, do you need to have in the event that you couldn't make a payment. So there's a calculation depending on what you're buying. So we might want 3 months of housing payments in an account to be able to see that. Might need 2, might need 0. So it depends on your loan program and your certain structure that you have going on. So it is case by case. It is very specific to you and your purchase. So the reserve requirement could be very different. Someone buying a jumbo home, they might need 24 months reserves. Then another number we're going to calculate for you is your cash to close. Traditionally, you're going to have whatever your down payment is, again, depending on loan program. Maybe you are financing 100%, or maybe you're putting 1 to 20 to 25% down. Again, the 20% down rule is not a thing. So please be sure to speak to your loan officer to see what is the right action for you. So we'll take your down payment, your closing costs, the collection of your escrows, which we'll describe that a little bit later on. All of those things calculated together is going to be what the cash to close required will be for you on the day you go to settlement. Those funds are typically wired to the settlement company and are dispersed upon your behalf.
That's such an eloquent way to talk about cash to close and reserves, Ange. So she did such a great job. So we obviously have to verify enough assets to meet those requirements. We have to make sure that you have enough money to complete your purchase. We talked about briefly in part two that we're going to be pulling a hard or a soft credit check. That's going to give us the credit score that we use for the file for our pre-approval. And one of the last major things that we're going to look at is called loan to value. That's LTV. You'll hear that quite a bit. And the higher your loan to value, typically the higher the risk on the file. So what I'm saying is if you put less money down, then that's typically going to be higher interest rate, higher mortgage insurance, and that's because they consider it higher risk, unless you fall into some of those special first-time homebuyer programs or loan programs out there that don't use those metrics for their pricing. We look forward to coming back, part four, and hope you have a wonderful day.
You can find us online at www.themayagroup.com and on all socials at The Maya Group. Have a great day. Yay.